Me a step.
Good evening. This is Tom Chase, Chairman of WPFW Finance Committee. It's Monday, February 16th at 7:05. And we're going to commence the meeting. Eileen, would you take a roll call, please?
Yeah, sure. Irene Adams, not here. Wanda Nawi, not here. Kamau Harris.
I'm here.
Okay. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Tony Leon.
Here.
Minerva Sanders. Negative. Tom Chase is here. Sabu Hakim. No. Me. Eileen Mazen, I'm here. Lou Wolf, not here. Miyuki.
Hello.
Here. Okay. That's it for the moment.
Great. So our agenda is to go over the report, and then if there's any new business, we'll discuss that, and then we'll adjourn. Any comments on that agenda, or we'll proceed?
I just had a quick feedback for Eileen. Both Minerva and I think you called somebody else. Anyway, there's a conflict tonight. I don't know if we're going to have to try and work that out. The cab is meeting currently, so I think simultaneously or whatever. So I don't know, Tom. We'll have to figure that out because we do run up against it. We have competing priorities here.
I mean, my preference was for us to stay on the second Tuesday.
Okay.
Second Monday.
Yeah.
Whatever we were before. And now we kind of missed that. But I think if we could go back to that.
We can go back to the second Monday.
Okay,
and
cool.
And then, I'll be able to get my report to the committee earlier as well. The full board, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know if I mucked that up or not. I apologize. But yeah, that'd be good. So folks can actually attend both. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
So we'll do that for the next one. We'll get it back to the second Monday.
Yeah, I got confused. So I couldn't.
That's right. It's Kamau's fault.
Yeah.
It is most definitely.
It's all good.
Second Monday.
All right. All right. With that, I'll just pop up the report here. It was a very quiet month. I couldn't even really come up with any notes to add to it. One thing I did add, I've added a year to date column on this first tab to show where we are year to date. So, you know, we're 4 months in, and we're essentially right on budget for 4 months into the year. We're projecting to hit still right on budget. You may recall last month we were a fair bit ahead of budget. We had a strong December. January didn't quite meet, you know, budget. So we kind of lost the bit of advantage we had, but we're still, you know, right on target for budget. You know, February, we're right in the middle of a big fund drive. And let me just pop over here to budget.
There you are. Oh, here's Wanda.
See, the weekend, Tom, we did 50,000.
Is that right?
Yep. You have that. So, do you get the reports?
I do, but I...
Okay. I just want to make sure you got them. Okay.
Yeah. I'm interested in the long view. I try not to watch the daily up and down.
$50,000 weekend's a good weekend.
It's a good weekend. No, I agree.
Let me just interrupt for a minute, just for the record. Wanda Nawi has joined us.
Okay, Hi, Wanda. So here, you know, the actual numbers for the line items are here. And then again, I added the budget tab. So you can see for January, We were looking for about 111,000 in revenue, and we came in around 95,000, and we were a little bit below on expenses. So for the month overall, we came in just a bit below budget for the month, but again, for the year, we're on track. So not too much to report here, except that, you know, again, we're right on budget. Any questions or comments? Kamau, you must have something.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I know, right? Are there any, do you anticipate any pressure points in the way of, without getting, you know, too deep in the weeds in terms of personnel, but any pressure points in terms of, you know, what's happening at the station and just kind of turnover and or, you know, kind of replacing personnel? Is there any pressure there in terms of how we're going to be working that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would say we're going to have some increased expenses in February on the payroll side with Mike's passing and some we're covering a salary for two pay periods after his passing. So there's a little bit there, and then, you know, Miyuki is working hard. I can let her comment on it, but, you know, to keep people, you know, at the board, and to spread it out so we're not, you know, driving up too much overtime, that kind of thing. We do need to train some more board operators, and, you know, Miyuki's working that as well. But, you know, I think it's manageable, within our budget. You know, we still have a fair bit of budget set aside on the equipment side, even beside like the investment in the tower, transmitter stuff, just in kind of the operational maintenance side. We had 30,000 set aside for that, and we probably spent, less than 10, somewhere close to 10. So, and then we just had, I guess Mo will maybe talk about that Wednesday, but there's some equipment, a transmitter, backup transmitter that was recently purchased. That's around $5,500. So, you know, so we're making investments with the funds in the budget, but there's still some cushion there within the budget. We're only a third of the way through, so we're not spending the reserve unnecessarily. Yeah.
Got it. Thanks.
You bet. Miyuki, anything you want? Your hands up. Go ahead.
I just wanted to add, thank you for sharing that, but also to add that once we keep even out, it's not that we're going to save money, but Michael was a long-term employee at the highest level of whatever the union pay was, so that'll come down. And he also our insurance will also come down as well because he had a family. So it's a horrible thing to happen, but we're going to do the best to support him and his family now to get, you know, through this transition period. I don't know what that really means, because you know, go from someone being there to not being there. But
what happened? I'm unaware.
Mike Nasella, our board op, passed.
Oh, okay.
February 2nd, he had a major heart attack, and he died on February the 3rd. And we in the past, we've done things, you know, for Larry Applebaum, for Dory Radner, for a scare on air, you know, raise money and knowing that we would try to help. We can't do that because of compliance issues. We can't do those kind of out and out, you know, support them. So there's a separate GoFundMe. In fact, I'm going to let the LSB members know at the meeting, if that's okay, come out. There's a GoFundMe, but we can't go on air and ask for help for the family or anything like that.
So there's a separate GoFundMe. There's a beautiful tribute written by Katia and voiced by Dave Zirin on. And then we're doing whatever we can as a station, you know, to make sure that the things are taken care of, because, you know, people unfortunately are not prepared for moments like these. And Pacifica doesn't have the strongest benefits for those kinds of things set up already, you know. This is very different from what I've been familiar to work with. So we're trying to do the best and the best thing for our people, and we'll try to make it work. And so meanwhile, if you have a young, and okay, cause he was a senior board op, we're going to be hiring somebody at basic level unless they're a super duper dude or woman. So, if you know of anybody, that'll be posted this week, and then we will do 30 days, you know, seeing if anyone's available or qualifies for the job. And then from there, we'll hire someone, and that'll help even out, as Tom said, our budgets will be more consistent. Right now we've got fill-ins. Oh, that's what I was going to say. The reason I raised my hand, Tom, is it's going to be an expensive month because we have a holiday. So whoever works today, because today's a Pacifica and a union holiday, gets time and a half, or maybe even double time and a half or something. So it's going to be an expensive month out and out with the board op stuff. So.
Thank you for clarifying.
Tom, I have to ask, if I may.
Yeah.
How was you doing?
I think I was just about to answer your question.
Anything from NFC or any national?
Yes. So we saw draft year-end numbers for last year for the whole network, and we gave our feedback on our numbers. So I don't know, you know, we haven't seen the final numbers come back. Maybe Julie, you have an update on that, but it looks like they're close to having final FY25 numbers. Yep. And overall, I can say on the draft, the network ended up in the black. It was about $1 million across the network, but you know, that was the draft for us. We hit exactly pretty much what I was saying was our year end from our numbers. They had us a little bit more because we paid ASCAP right at the end of September, and it ended up in our October bank statement, but we've asked them to move that back to September, you know, as an accrual type thing, because it was for past, you know, license, royalty. So, you know, if they make that move, we're basically exactly $90,000 net revenue for the year for us. And every station again in the draft was in the black. So overall, I think, you know, the network, turned it around in 25. Go ahead, Miyuki.
Okay, thanks. I'm looking for the thing. And just, I heard that, Stephanie, they wanted Stephanie to give a raise to Stephanie, and she refused it because she feels that the other members in the Pacifica team should be considered getting a raise first. So I thought that was pretty considerate of her. Because we are getting better. But still, you know, just like the staff here aren't paid the high dollars that this market would really require for any of the positions, I think it's the same with Pacifica, that whether it's the executive director or our business manager or our compliance, I don't think they're getting the top dollars that they deserve. So I'm happy to hear that everyone's in black, and perhaps we're going through that trend, but it is a challenging issue.
Yep.
It's finished.
All right. Well, we don't have to keep you.
I lost your screen, though. Are you finished with your screen?
I did. I took it down.
Right. I have a question.
Yes, Wanda.
Hello. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't raise my hand.
It's okay.
But I was listening to the station, and during the fundraising, and someone was saying, as they were pitching, that we didn't get any that PFW doesn't get any government funds or underwriting, and I guess he said it as if it was a good thing that PFW didn't get any underwriting, but I know that that is being looked into. So I'm wondering where that stands, the underwriting, and, and, you know, I guess I'm kind of curious as to why someone would be saying that on the station if they're not aware, or even, why it would be viewed as a negative thing.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, why I think you heard that is because it's kind of become a cliche for a lot of programmers, because that's has been the situation. But we are putting together a program for underwriting. We intend to launch it imminently after this fund drive. We've been spending most of the time getting the processes in place, so when we bring these folks in, they, you know, we're not just getting emails that get lost and, you know, things get stuck in the middle of the process. So we're putting together a computer program that will take underwriters from asking for, you know, information through to contracts, to scheduling their spots and having those spots approved through our compliance process.
Wow.
And then an ability to record, make sure, you know, that we run the spots when we say we're going to run the spots. So part of that messaging, and we just were talking about that last week, is how do we describe our change of essentially policy from, you know, not wanting underwriting in the past to now welcoming it. And, but there is a caveat that we want to be clear in our communication on this, is that the station reserves the right to not take underwriting from anybody, right? So we want to make it clear that we want underwriters that share our values, and that, you know, we're proud to recognize supporting the station the same way, you know, we're proud of our listeners donating. We want to be proud of our relationships with local businesses or nonprofits. So we're working on the language to explain that. And then, of course, we have to explain that to programmers so they stop saying we don't take underwriting. Because even now we are getting some underwriting from Birchmere. But we're not super formal about how we do that. And frankly, we don't even invoice them. They just send us $1,000 every month. So, I think and very soon, I think by the next LSB meeting, we'll be able to give you details on this. You know, once we have a program where we can routinely, you know, invoice and take in new underwriters and, you know, not make it a huge labor intensive thing, you know, we'll be, you know, our goal is 50,000 for this year, and we're, you know, a third of the way through. So we've got a ways to go to make that up. But I think once we get it up and we have the procedures, we'll be able to sign some folks up and be confident we can deliver.
Yeah. I have a follow-up, please.
Sure. Yeah.
So I know that PFW has kind of combined, or they've had joint programs with some institutions. One has been Busboys and Poets. So I'm wondering if this is just if there's any type of funds that PFW might get from these types of events, or is it just, you know, a venue that's being used for the event? Could you kind of explain that?
I think it, you know, it depends. Each event is different. We don't have a kind of a, you know, monthly thing that we do and that kind of thing. So, you know, some events, we get the facility and we keep, you know, the money, or we get the door. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, kind of when we've done things at Busboys, mostly we're getting the space for free and no, we're not even, Miyuki's shaking her head. So I don't know, maybe Miyuki, you want to answer that question, because I haven't been around enough, long enough for
right.
a lot
You're
of experience.
You're on the right track. There's not a consistent one size fits all attack that we're doing. Somewhere like Busboys, when we did the town hall the other day, we paid for the snacks and the food, and they counted that toward the room rent. They know us, and they appreciate their name being out, so they give us a good deal. But it becomes almost a negative for us if we don't pay for things, because then if we're involved with it, because then we can't advertise it. If we get any type of consideration from the venue or an artist or something, then we have to make the announcement about it a sponsorship as opposed to a public service announcement. It gets very right. complicated. Yep. And so this system, which Tom Caffrey says we're working on, he has developed, he is the brilliant mind that has developed software in order for us to keep track on PSAs, on reports
wow.
Going off air, to do all this stuff with the sponsorship. He's actually created from scratch this system that's really quite brilliant. I mean, to the degree that other people within the network are going to want it shortly, and he'll be able to shop it off other places. But the point being, he's painstakingly making this really, really strong, very clear and easy to use, so that we can grow. Because mm-hmm. Again, we don't have the capacity to have a person who's in charge of sponsorship. We just don't. Tom said lost checks, lost invoices, it'll be a mess. But by virtue of the fact that he's setting this up in this manner, it puts us way ahead. And we're in the 21st century, actually. And so very grateful for all the work that he's doing, but he's making it possible. And then the delay is natural, because we keep finding things that we have to add or take care or modify. But he's doing a really great job, for which we're very, very grateful for. I wanted to, the reason I raised my hand, though, was more, I was sort of answering the question. But does that answer your question, Wanda, about, you know, the considerations and when we pay for things and we don't?
Yeah, thank you.
But the other thing you said that I wanted to address is, you know, you said that someone was talking on the air like sponsorships is a bad thing. I try to communicate a lot of things to the programmers, and so that we're all on the same page, I think, on things. But we have over 120-some plus programmers, and you know, some of them didn't even know, despite the emails, despite the announcements on air, that Mike Masella died or that we were in Fund Drive. I cannot, you know, harnessing the energy and the attention of over 100-some people on a consistent basis has been been challenging in that. You know, I am right now 360 degrees all about WPFW. Everybody else, it's like maybe 10%, 9% of their lives, well, except for Tom, 362. So that happens, you know, so it's hard. It's really, really, really hard. And so we have to get the messaging straight. I'm in the process of doing email now, trying to just be clear to everybody what those things are. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Tom, I like the way Tom said it. You know, people who are aligned with our mission may be aligned with us doing. We're not going to go to, you know, the NRA or Exxon Mobil or Lockheed Martin. We're going to go to, I don't know who we're going to go to. We're going to go to Busboys, you know, things like that. But I think that'll be okay. It's a partnership, and it's more like, you know, if you have a business or if you're aligned with WPFW, perhaps you'd like to let people know where you practice OBGYN or something. I don't know, different things that small businesses in our area, even though again, now we're national, all that kind of stuff matters. But then how each of those things are executed are very specific. And with Tom's system, we should be able to do it without getting in trouble. So thank you, Tom.
Wow. Thank you.
I'm finished.
Thank you. Tony, you're quiet. You don't have to say anything.
I'm listening.
All right. Well, That's all I have. Oh, Julie, okay.
Yeah, I mean, Kamau asked about the NFC and financials. And the one thing that I will just point out is that at the February PNB meeting, so in early February, the PNB passed the last two budgets for units in Pacifica. So we now have approved budgets for every unit in Pacifica. And it, you know, as Tom noted, it's only a third of the way into the fiscal year. We have not done that. I mean, you should have all the budgets passed before the fiscal year starts. Don't get me wrong, but we haven't even come close to that in the last bunch of years. And so that's like a real achievement. And I think part of it is that, you know, Stephanie, the executive director, is just good at, you know, helping stations focus on, you know, this is what you need your budget to do, blah, 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 and, you know, helping people get it done and then helping get these things through the PMB. So, so that's a real achievement, I think. And so, you know, I think what it means is that it's time for the NFC to stop futzing about what the FY26 budgets are going to look like and then start, you know, like, watching the financials come in every month and say, how well is each unit doing, you know, vis-a-vis its budget? You know, who's doing well? Who's falling short? Is there anything we need to do to help the folks who are falling short? Or, you know, is it a particular problem or, you know, what have you? So, so anyway, I just wanted to share that. Thanks.
Great. That's good news.
Miyuki has her hand up.
Oh, thank you.
Again, I just wanted to extend on what Julie said about Stephanie's getting control and figuring out how to get people focused on the right priority. And I also wanted to say, you know, when you asked Tony if he had any words and he hadn't said anything yet, I have not had a chance, Tony, to respond to your resignation from the LSB. I'm very sad to see you go. I think you have a lot of integrity and you have a lot of good ideas and you are for the station and the LSB. But I also know you're frustrated over the whole issue of programmer's rights issue. And I appreciate and I not stalling, no dancing or anything, but there are so many things that have to be addressed at Pacifica to unravel something that has just become a mess. They, even though, again, when I told you those personal handbooks were being worked on, they have been continually worked on. And they incorporated all the work that you all have done and what you inserted. They're part of what they're using as a guide. However, there's just so many issues. As recently as 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we've been sued, or, I mean, Julie can probably give the details better than that, because a volunteer person, like a program person, cannot be considered a non-staff person. About the naming of all those things and all that stuff is going on continually. Because the worst thing about, one of the things about Pacifica is it gets sued continuously. And so trying to get the personal handbook, correct is part of that. So again, I'm sorry for your loss. I can understand your frustration, but it's taken a lot of time and it's being addressed. It's just not, you know, being done as quickly as some of us would like. And I'm sorry for that, but your service was appreciated. I have to take this call, so I'll get off.
Thank you, Miyuki. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Hopefully. Gotcha, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not going to expand on any of that. I'm just saying at this point, this is where the station is. It is where it is. And I did my best and, you know, that's that.
Well, we appreciate it.
You've done a lot for a long time.
So, all right.
That's great. Are you going to stay on the committee, Tony, on the finance committee?
Yeah, I'll keep checking in on finance.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
All right.
Anything?
Well, if there's nothing else, then we'll adjourn and meet again on the second Monday of the month.
Yes.
Which will be the
and
9th.
I will.
No, the 10th.
For next month.
It'll be the 10th.
No, the ninth. All right. You're right.
Ninth. That was the first time.
Oh no, am I in?
So,
yeah, March 9th.
So, was this an intervention to have it on the third Monday, two Mondays in a row, or and now go back to the second?
Yeah, it was a mistake. We're gonna, yeah, it's been a series of,
I think it's just scheduler. Yeah, if yeah. I could just, we changed, Wanda, if you remember, the actual, full board meeting to the correct. Third Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in our haste to be congruent with tradition, I guess, we wanted to marry this meeting with the first Monday before that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it pushed it into now a conflict with the CAB that also meets on the third Monday. So we don't want to deprive you because you weren't here, but Eileen called the roll. Mm-hmm. And we have folk that I know are in that CAB meeting, so we don't want them to be deprived. So we'll just have to switch it back. I know it's a pain for Eileen, I'm sure, and folks that are planning their lives. But yeah, that's our error, my error there. So
second Monday of the month. All right, thanks.
Yeah, and I think that'll work out better for us. I'll you know, because I pretty much get the report done early as soon as the month ends, and then it'll have more time for me to get it to the LSB to review before their meeting. So I think that'll work out. We go back to the second Monday.
Okay, right. I'm going to go in and fix that right now.
Thank you, Eileen.
Okay. All right, somebody just joined us just in time.
We keep trying to end the chair. We keep asking questions.
It's all right. I'm happy to take questions.
I move to adjourn.
A second.
Woo!
All right.
Oh, that took a long time.
Here are no objections.
A minute to find that audio button.
Right.
Okay, everybody. Have a great night, week.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next time.
See y'all.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.